From the newest U.S. airport to be built within the last 10 years, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. I'm Steve Heaser. Now, last week, Southwest Airlines served 68 cities across the country. This week, we are up to 69. On May 23rd, Southwest launched service to the Northwest Florida Beaches International Airport, and boy, were the locals pumped up for us. Thousands of people, really, I'm not exaggerating, thousands of people showed up to the airport to welcome the ferry flight. Now, there will be a video coming out soon that will show pictures of the event, and it's absolutely fantastic. And you know how some airports are kind of known for their city code, not necessarily the name of the airport? One that comes to mind is Los Angeles International Airport. All the locals, and I'm not talking about just people in the airline business, they refer to it as LAX, which is, of course, the city code. I have a feeling the Northwest Florida Beaches International Airport is going to be known as ECP, which is the city code. And as the locals say, it stands for Everyone Come and Party. Now, I met a bunch of people this weekend, and I'd heard of this family, but I'd never talked to them. Tim and Holly Klan, they like to travel. More specifically, they like to fly on Southwest Airlines to cities that we serve. I caught up with them at the Northwest Florida Beaches. Oh, I'll just call it ECP. I caught up with them at ECP, not a big surprise since they've now been to all 69 of our airports. You know, that's something that not a lot of our employees can even claim. They had their 22-month-old son, Mark, with them, and if he keeps up this current travel pace, he'll be logging enough miles to go to the moon and back before he's about 4 or 5. I apologize for the audio quality, but it was a very noisy airport, and I did what I could to kind of clean up the sound. But this family has such a great story, I really wanted to share it with you. So when you typically, when you travel, are you staying at these places, or do you ever travel to some cities to just...
Typically, we overnight in the new cities, and we will explore and make a fun weekend out of it. There have been a couple cities where we've flown into one and then driven to the next closest Southwest airport just to knock a couple off the chart of 69 cities. She flew till she was over 8 months pregnant with Mark, so we were kind of running out of time on the last couple of cities.
And how many trips has Mark taken?
125 flights.
This is his 125th flight,
yes.
And he's
going
to have 126 going, tomorrow,
yes,
or the day.
And 127 later in the day, yep.
Now, Mark, you were at the shareholders meeting the other day. I understand you're a shareholder in Southwest Airlines?
Yes, he is.
He's got a share of stock on the wall.
Was it your first shareholder conference meeting to go to?
It was, yeah.
You're exciting.
It was
really neat, and we got to see it. We were fortunate enough to get a tour of headquarters as well. That made the trip.
Oh, where are you from?
From Erie, Pennsylvania.
That's from Erie, Pennsylvania. So what do you fly out of? What's the closest airport?
Actually, we're fortunate. We're right in the middle between Buffalo, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland. So we do have about a two-hour drive to either airport, but we can check all three cities for the best flight times.
What do you like most about Southwest?
He's flown 125 times. He hasn't been delayed more than probably an hour out of 125 flights.
Never canceled.
He's been early more than he's been delayed, and it's been great.
We really enjoy the flight attendants' personalities. And
how long has it taken you to get all 69 cities?
We started flying you in 2001, and we were probably at about 30 cities when we first, when she was pregnant with Mark. So we ramped up and got about 35, 40 cities while she was pregnant. We just hope you don't open up the two new cities next year on the same day, because that'll really...
I can certainly tell you a great story about the guy sitting next to me on the plane today.
What's that?
His daughter just happened to be in a boating accident on Friday. And with the closing of the airport, the old airport, he couldn't get here before this morning, and Southwest was the best flight available for him to come see his daughter in the hospital.
He commented that all the other airlines were going to gouge him for almost $1,000 for a one-way from Orlando to Panama. And he flew business select for about $150 last minute.
Yeah.
So he was very appreciative of that.
That's,
you know, Southwest really saved his day.
Have you been able to track down and fly on most of our specialty aircraft?
We haven't.
We've seen, I think, all of the specialty aircraft. We haven't flown on two or three of them, but we've flown on most of them, especially Florida One today. That was kind of neat.
Do either of you work in the airline industry or the airplane industry?
No, we do not work in...
We started doing business travel for the business that I'm in, and then we ended up doing a lot of pleasure travel on weekends as well, extending those business trips an extra day, that sort of thing.
Part of the opening events at the airport featured a local Northwest Florida band named Todd Sparks and the Shrimp Boat Cowboys. Great name, isn't it? After we booked them, to give you an idea of how the community is welcoming Southwest, the band wrote a special song just for us. Todd was nice enough to let me share it with you on this podcast, and I have to tell you, I've been working with it on a forthcoming video, and it is a darn catchy tune. I hope you like it.
A alarm clock rings, interrupt my dreams of surf, sun, and sand. Can earn my pay so I can get away, figure out my getaway plan. Outside it's cold, a nor'easter blows. I'm bundled up from head to toe. I need a vacation to a sunshine destination. Here I come, Gulf of Mexico. So on my break, I plan my escape. I book a Southwest Airlines Florida flight. Panama City Beach is in my reach. I'm gonna grab it and change my life. Southwest, take me there, where I don't have a care, so I can see those palm trees, feel that Gulf breeze. I'll pay the fare. Southwest, let me ride, so I can be at seaside and watch the dolphins play in St. Andrew's Bay. Southwest Airlines, take me to paradise.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. Todd Sparks and the Shrimp Boat Cowboys have indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.
Paradise, Southwest, take me there. Paradise, Southwest, take me there. Paradise, Southwest, take me there.
Thank you very much.